Ladies and gentlemen, the modern lifestyle based on a person's stay, mainly in sitting position, while consuming hedonic food with a high glycemic, high fat, and high protein index, dramatically affects the ratio of adipose and muscle tissue in the body. Excessive reservation of adipose tissue contributes to the deepening of metabolic shifts in key organs and tissues, including adipose tissue, liver, skeletal muscle, exhibiting lipotoxicity and the effect of increasing insulin resistance of skeletal muscles. The proportion of muscle mass in healthy subjects decreases with age, which can often lead to a decrease in physical performance and decrease in the quality of life. It is important that the individuals with sarcopenia, the concentration of anti-inflammatory adipokinase decreases on the background of an increased level of pro-inflammatory adipokinase. The consequences are aggravated by the fact that the accumulation of visceral adipose tissue promoted the progression of carcinogenesis, accelerating the proliferation and increasing the aggressiveness of tumor cells through remodeling of the tumor microenvironment. The goal is to experimentally test the use of combined physical training for balancing energy and plastic metabolism, shifting the ratio of mass, muscle and fat mass toward the prevalence of the latter and weakening the lipotoxicity of adipose tissue, which affects the processes of carcinogenesis. The subject was healthy voluntary sports students, men aged 19 to 21 years old, in combination with an animal model, laboratory animals, male rats, exercised by swimming and treadmill running. Mature young people performed the health creation program, consisting of aerobic exercise, 5 weeks, intensity 75 to 80% of VO2 max, frequency 3 to 5 sessions per week in combination with resistance training in the gym and low glycemic and low fat diet. Along with the anthropometric measurements, body composition, bioelectric impedance analysis, and lipid profiles were carried out. The use of an animal model made it impossible to carry out a subcutaneous injection of melanoma cells for the subsequent assessment of the dependence of carcinogenesis on experimental conditions. Tumor development was determined by calliperometry, longitudinal transfer diameters, volume, Breslow thickness, and subsequent histochemical analysis in a clinical diagnostic histomorphological laboratory. Experimental tests of the health creating program implementation revealed a statistically significant shift in ratio of muscle adipose mass was made in the examined volunteers. Fat mass 11.6 and muscle mass 66.8 kilograms are determined before the start of the combined training program. Fat mass 10.1 and muscle mass 16.8.2 kilograms after completion of the training program. The lipid profile revealed an increase in high-density lipoproteins concentration on the background of low-density lipoproteins reduction from 37.6 up to 25.3 milligrams per deciliter after program completion. Breslow thickness was 1.14 at 10 and 1.36 millimeters at 20 days in untrained animals with a diet with a high glycemic and high fat index. However, Breslow thickness was 0.83 and 0.94 millimeters in trained animals during realization of the program on startup diet, respectively. The health creation program based on optimized environment, activity and diet, combined individualized physical aerobic resistance training and low glycemic and low fat index can underlie preventive measures. I am aimed at reducing the degree of accumulation of fat mass, in particular visceral mass, reducing its lipotoxic effect on skeletal muscle and the impact that promotes carcinogenesis.